Good morning. It is Friday, October 5th, 2012, and this is the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and today we've got some movie and toy news for you, because that's what we do every week. Last weekend at the box office, Hotel Transylvania pulled in $42.5 million at number 1. Looper was number 2 with almost $21 million. End of Watch, number 3 with almost $8 million. Trouble with the Curve, $7.2 million. And The House at the End of the Street was number 5 with $7.1 million. New this week, you can see Frank and Weenie, Taken 2, Pitch Perfect, I guess in wider release, VHS, and other movies that you may or may not see. In the news, M. Night Shyamalan has a Moby Dick project on deck. Woo! Wizard of Oz is getting a 3D conversion for some reason. I wonder if the 3D will kick in when it turns to color. Alison Brie is rumored to be in the cast for the upcoming Captain America sequel. So that's going to be good. NBC is kicking its Munsters television remake, Mockingbird Lane, to 2013 or possibly to the curb. It's planned to have starred Jerry O'Connell, Portia de Rossi, and Eddie Izzard, but I guess there's not going to be air in it till next year. Seth MacFarlane has been named the host of the Oscars, so naturally it's being protested because people hate old-time crooners, I assume. That's why they're protesting, right? Chris Carter, the X-Files guy, is working on a new sci-fi TV show, supposedly a procedural. Let's see what we get. CNET has an article called, "It was 30 years ago today, the CD began to play, to remind anyone who saw the CD as a new amazing thing that they are old." The first ones hit Japan in 1982, and arguments over audio fidelity continue to this very day. And just last week, I hauled all my old records out of storage. So yeah, I still like vinyl. Manor Astroman Analog Series Volume 2 on clear, green, and black vinyl will be released for you Manor Astroman fans, which I assume are out there. Three new songs include Communication Breakdown Part 2, Chemical Cats, and All Systems to Go. Chemical Cats is exclusive to the 7-inch. The record will be available at a fine purveyor of vinyl near you in November 2012. On sale at Entertainment Earth! Robes! Yes, Robe Factory items are on sale at Entertainment Earth, including robes and towels. We have a number of items, including Star Wars, Star Trek, Batman, and others. They're buy one, get one half off until Tuesday. So get one for yourself, one for your kids, one for the missus, one for the husband, one for pretty much anybody. And remember, holidays are just around the corner. So if you got to get something for somebody, why wait for Black Friday? We got a pretty good deal right now. So remember to buy one robe, get a second one for 50% off. We have a TARDIS robe. Everyone loves a TARDIS robe. See yours at sale.entertainmentearth.com right now. Unless you're too far in the future, in which case it'll be a different sale. In toy news, Hasbro announced G.I. Joe Creo sets on Thursday, ending speculation that this exact thing was going to happen since a couple years ago. No specific sets have been revealed. In case you missed it, jptoys.net has Jurassic Park 2011 in their archives, including four rarely seen new sculpt dinosaur prototypes for what would have been called by fans the Jurassic Joe line. An Allosaurus, Stegosaurus, Carnotaurus, and a super cool Pachyrhinosaurus were shown, and no dino damage seemed to be seen, but there were ball-jointed limbs, which is pretty cool. OMFG Series 3 winners have been revealed, including the Puggernaut, Barbarianaut, Dr. Decay, and a nameless but really cool garbage can guy. New arrivals have started arriving. Not only do we have Space Ghost in stock, the new action figure from Space Ghost Coast to Coast, and of course the classic Space Ghost cartoons, we received the Star Wars, this is just a pre-order, the Star Wars Han Solo Minock Hunt exclusive mini bust from Diamond, and the Transformers Prime Weaponizers Wave 1 set, Optimus Prime and Bumblebee big figures. We just received the South Park Mr. Henke Deluxe talking action figure again, which you might want to order. It's a holiday favorite, because everybody wants a talking piece of poo for Christmas. And we also added pre-orders for pop vinyl figures from Funko for The Hobbit. Bilbo Baggins, Gandalf, and Gollum are up right now, and they're due really in a couple of weeks. So I would recommend ordering those, because why not? Ted plush continue to sell really well. They will ship as soon as they arrive from the manufacturer. It's one of our most popular items of the year, so if you want a Ted plush for the holidays, I would recommend pre-ordering it. I don't know how many extras we're going to have once I get here, so just letting you know. That's my service to you as a podcaster. And that's really all I got. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can go to entertainmentearth.com, leave a comment on an item page, and we'll get back to you. Or you can email us, call us, or tweet us. Tweet us at EntEarth, E-N-T-A-R-T-H, or follow us on Facebook, and you can inquire about things there. And that's really about all I got for you. So see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Have a great weekend. Go catch a movie. There's plenty of good ones. Or you could rent a movie. Prometheus comes out on Blu-ray next week, if you're into such things. And yeah, see you next time.